You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, all right, you know the deal. It's Wednesday. So it's not just the day that we play the camel at the beginning of the show. I mean, Wednesday is a day filled with all kinds of things you expect on a regular basis, one of which is we like to call it the Grand Council. So I got two guys who've done radio longer than I have coming on right now. And let me go ahead and just call the roll from 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN up in Huntsville. Also writes for Yellowhammer News. Dale Jackson, are you with us?
Either the Dale Jackson Jeff Poor wants or the Dale Jackson that I want to be?
You go ahead and be the Dale Jackson you want to be.
Oh,
stand at ease. All right. Now, from FM Talk 106.5 down in Mobile, host of the Jeff Poor Show. And, oh, by the way, the editor-in-chief for 1819 News, Jeff Poor, are you with us?
I'm present. I see that Dale's given up on his little routine here. I'm really, really weeping. The Dale Jackson I want him to be is quiet.
Well, the volume wore off, so we're all good. All right, I pronounce a quorum. Go ahead and hit it.
Assemble the Grand Council.
Ta-da! All right, fellers, I think I'm going to go ahead and sling the first question at you. Recent headline, I think it was on 1819, Ainsworth, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth, who's been a school choice proponent, is now saying we may have to implement it in phases. My question is, is he lowering expectations, or is that really what we need to be doing? So, Dale, you first.
Well, my expectations are already pretty low. The argument being made here is that if you do it all at once, the people going to private schools already will benefit immediately. I guess that's
golly
the
bum.
Argument. Yeah, and people are going to be very upset by that, so they want to kind of phase it in year by year. So my question on this is, my kid's in was he in kindergarten right now or something? I don't know, eighth grade. I'm not sure. Does he get there with the school choice get there, or is he phased out completely? I don't really mind this if it's real school choice. I'm more concerned about what it actually looks like, the parameters of it, as opposed to the phase-in period. Give me a phase-in period and a real bill, and I'll be happy.
By the way, your son just graduated from high school. You missed it.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, Jeff, your thoughts. Is he lowering expectations, or is this what we got to do?
Probably both. You got to do it. You got to lower the expectations. The more you hear and the more talk and it gets talked down, guys. It just sounds to me like the fix is going to be in, and maybe. Well, let me ask you this: if you have really high expectations and you really want like universal school choice or whatever it may be, and then you don't get that, and you get something that's much more slowly rolled, will people on the right walk? Will especially the legislature or pro school choice walk away from that?
Will they walk away from like not voting for it? You mean?
Yeah, like this isn't good enough. You could count us out, and that way you're attacking it from both sides.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sick of watching here in recent years is doing like school choice light, or doing tax relief light, or and then going out and trumpeting like oh man, look at the wonderful thing we just did. It was next level cool, and it really wasn't. It was so tepid. It was like lukewarm. Well, I guess so. If I'm dealing with your question and my own at the same time, I think that they will probably vote for it because some will be of the mind that, it's better some than none. But they'd better tack on a phased implementation if that's the case. So I think he is lowering expectations. I think there's a lot of very hairy discussions. People are scared of the teachers union. And I also think that that we're going to get something. My concern is it's going to be so jacked up with, state school board having oversight of private schools and homeschools that people aren't going to want to participate in it, and that's what they're counting on. So there's that. Dale, what you got, man?
Okay, I've been ranting about this for the last, 3 days, and I probably won't stop. Why in the world is Taylor Swift being discussed by Republicans. Well, shut up. Shut up. She's the most popular woman on the planet. She was already a liberal. Her audience is 18 to 30. You don't have them anyway. Stop complaining about her. You guys sound like conspiracy theorists, and that's exactly what the media wants you to do. Complain about dumb stuff so they can make you look dumb. The benefit of this time is you're actually being dumb. So they can do it honestly. They're coming about it honestly for once. So should they be talking about Taylor Swift at all?
Well, I heard she has a golden lasso and flies in an invisible. Oh, wait, that's Wonder Woman. But I heard she actually won the Super Bowl by herself. Oh, wait, that's just the playoffs that the Chiefs actually won. I heard they're changing the name to the Kansas City Swifties. That's what I heard. Anyway, I don't know, man. I mean, you'd love to have celebrities on board, but I think I saw your tweet this morning, and I thought that's spot on. We've got Ted Nugent, we've got Kid Rock, we got our own level of celebrities that coalesce into a pretty, you know, deciding force. But
are you being serious about this?
But we actually no, we don't need dictators. No, but at the same time, I'm so sick of hearing about Taylor Swift. I could just like puke. I'm done with it.
The ratings are higher for the game she's in than any that she's even at, or higher than any of the other games ever done. She is a draw, and the best thing you could do is hope she sits on the sidelines, and directly attacking her makes absolutely no sense, and pretending it's some massive conspiracy by Pfizer makes even less sense.
I don't think Republicans are going to do anything. I mean, if she showed up one day, by the way, if she showed up one day and said, I love Donald Trump, I want to endorse him publicly, they go, come on in.
Yep.
But I think at the same time, just stay away from Swifties. Just stay away from them overall, unless they're in your camp. Jeff?
Yeah, I just think it's anger that it's misplaced or needs to go somewhere, because, and I said this morning on Dale's show, I said, like, look, these guys were all jacked up over the sanctimonious or whoever, and now he's gone, and it's the same people. They need a target. What better target than Taylor Swift?
it's a lot more dangerous to go after her than it is to go after Ron DeSantis. I'm just saying. Just saying. Like, leave it alone. Hands off. Jeff, what's your question?
There is now text. We won't get it probably for a few days, but a gambling text. I think I heard Dale, as a matter of fact, say that he could be persuaded to be against casino gambling because he doesn't see the net benefit. What do you see here? The day by day passes, and the more sour I get on gambling having a shot in the Alabama legislature this year.
You first, Dale.
Well, my souring on it is based on this. I've listened to the Madison County delegation go like, look, we don't want any of those dirty, nasty casinos up here. But if those blacks want them, they can go ahead and have them down there in the black belt. That's fine with me, and we'll take that money and distribute
it around
the
state.
They really
said that?
You heard us say that.
Paraphrasing, but that's the gist of the. That's how it sounds.
The delegation
I know
is calling your phone
that.
Number right now. I'm texting them all your personal line.
The Madison County delegation here, I know well.
I know them well too. But that's exactly how it sounds.
Just
that they're saying.
I don't know, Dale.
We don't want it here, but they can have it there. I got a real problem with that, because that money's just get sucked out of that community and distributed around the state. It's a really stupid idea if you're going to do it that way.
Well, I mean, here's the bottom line. The casino version of any gambling bill in Alabama has always been a debacle. I don't care whether – listen, everybody out there can put aside, I want a casino. Put aside how you feel about it and look at the language of the bill itself. There has never been a bill that came up and go ahead and substitute – call it the grocery store bill. If it was grocery stores, it would still be the most ungodly, non-Republican-looking piece of legislation you've ever seen, because they always structure it to help those who break the laws that give, you know, to violate free market principles, giving monopolies to bad actors, and it's just absolute and growing government and raising taxes. And if you want that, then you know what? You might get a casino. But right now, you're not going to have a true bill that says – the people have spoken. They just want something. It's not going to happen. They can't do it. Opine on that if you want to, guys.
Well, I don't. I mean, the math's never been there for me. You look at the Senate.
It's not.
Yeah, and this is what we say every week. Who in the House is going to walk the plank for this odious Frankenstein bill? Knowing that it's just going to go upstairs in the Senate to die.
You've got a mix in the House right now. You've got the true believers who are desperate to get a casino in their area, and then you've got those who are just willing to do whatever leadership tells them to do, because they might get a new committee assignment if they're just good. And then you've got the guys who would stand on their principles, and they're going to like, you know what, I'm not for this. And so I don't think they've got the votes. I don't think they got the votes in the House. I feel very confident they don't have the votes in the Senate. That's how I feel about it right now. Dale, you see anything different besides your racist overtones?
I think you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, the only reason I laid out what I think is just because I think it looks really, really bad. And I look at the more prosperous areas of the state. Mobile has a tourism industry, and Madison County doesn't, but they have people, they have money, they have all this stuff. They don't want anywhere near them. And that tells me something. And that should open up a lot of eyes that they don't view it as an overwhelming, at least a force for good in their community. And that speaks to me.
And what also speaks is that we have now had the Madison County delegation accused of racism by Dale Jackson. So that's awesome.
I was using hyperbole. I was told, to behave the way I wanted to.
What a good use of hyperbole, Dale.
Don't worry, Jeff. Hey, Jeff, don't worry, man. We record the show, so you can have a copy of that clip later. All right, listen.
I'm excited for the Grand Council with Yaffe and Jeff Porter.
All right, we're taking a break right now. That's round one of the Grand Council with our brethren in radio, Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Going back to round two with the Grand Council with Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. First question, round two, here I go. So Mercedes, the Mercedes plant over in Vance, Alabama, down yonder near Tuscaloosa, the capstone company for all of our auto manufacturing. Talk right now, the UAW wants to unionize it, and dang, if that didn't draw a response from the Business Council of Alabama, you can tell they don't like that idea. Your thoughts, are we going to see unionization when they couldn't even get like the Amazon and the Starbucks unionized in Alabama? Are we going to see Mercedes go union? Dale?
Well, I mean, you might want to look at what happened with UPS. They just laid off 12,000 people after a big union win. On that front, the push against unionization is going to continue in Alabama. That's one of the draws here. So the Business Council of Alabama is obviously going to support the opposition. Will the workers go for it? I think that's kind of a toss-up, but I don't think so. I think didn't they have like 80% of the people signing on for unionization vote in at Amazon, and it got blown up. I mean, I'm not impressed.
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, DOA. I you know, just like I said, down the road, that Amazon, probably 15 minutes from Mercedes, where they voted against the union, it's just not there. And I think the main story here is not necessarily the unionization, but just how anti-union the governor, BCA, and all of these so-called like Chamber of Commerce kind of entities are really rallying against unions.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't help that the UAW just endorsed Biden and here we are, a red state. I don't think that's going to fly with some of the rank and file workers if they recognize who the UAW is. But I really don't think it's going to happen. But I have been impressed, to say the least, with the amount of pushback that it immediately got from what I would call the muckety mucks in the state of Alabama, including the governor, who doesn't speak out on a lot, it seems like. All right, Dale, what you got?
AL.com continues to push their, oh, well, you look at these poor prisoners. All they did was have a career achievement award that got them a lifetime in prison, and now they're old and poor, and they can't get out, and I feel so bad for them. Oh, please let these poor people out of prison. And it's story after story of this. Any impact here from anything they're doing right now? The blog of record right now, John Archibald goes absolutely bananas on Young Boozer. Nobody even notices except for me and Jeff Poor. And same thing with the Kyle Whitmire stuff. Are they irrelevant at this point? Are they just a news repository for talk show hosts?
Well, Jeff, now that, not that you're biased or anything, but tell us what you think.
No, I don't think – I think they're just doing the bidding of, like, their left-wing masters who are ideologically opposed to prisons, incarceration, the system, the criminal justice system. Well, yeah, Alabama.
And opposed to Alabama. There you go.
But that's what they're – I mean, they're just – they're not relevant. They're just – you expect to hear that from them.
Well, but here's the thing. I think what gets me is – The broader, you know, readership, if you will, who look for a news source that talks about Alabama, they look at that, and I don't think it resonates with the state. I think they get as much traction out of people from out of state that want to read those articles and go, yeah, Alabama. And here in Alabama, everybody's like, he executed the guy. What's the big deal?
Well, the reason I bring it up is just I like to remind people that the readership in the Alabama legislature and in the bureaucratic class is probably far higher per capita than anywhere else, and I think that's where their power lies. And you know, these leaders need to stop talking to Kyle Whitmire and stop talking to these journalists, because all they're doing is hit pieces and smearing the state, and that just needs to be repeated over and over.
I totally agree. There's a couple of those publications, AL.com being one of them. All right, Jeffro, what question you got for? No, I take it, but Dale, you already did. Jeff, what you got?
No, I want to go to talk about one of those publications, the Alabama Political Reporter.
Oh, yay.
Your best friends.
They are obsessed with Club for Growth. And you know, you kind of look at the way Club for Growth is reported on by those guys, by my friend Todd Stacey. I think there's like an establishment Montgomery thing that Club for Growth is this boogeyman. I don't think it really exists, and it isn't the negative that they think it is. When I say Club for Growth, what comes to your mind?
Well, first of all, we only got about a minute left, but I'll just go ahead and throw it out there. Full disclosure, I'm a Club for Growth Foundation fellow, so in the inaugural class of 2020. So Club for Growth, no, they're known for being a fiscally conservative organization that is willing to go to bat for conservative principles. What's the big deal? That's why the chattering class doesn't like them. Because they dare to get involved in stuff, Dale.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I mean, look, I didn't even know that they were being mentioned because I haven't looked at Alabama Political Reporter in quite some time. I see Josh Moon whining on Twitter and things like that. That's about it. Other than that, didn't know they exist. And that goes back to my further point. If you're an elected official, stop listening to these idiots. They don't matter.
Yeah, there it is.
Well, real quick, let me say this about Political Report. I mean, 10 seconds. For Growth. The big mules don't like them because they can match them dollar for dollar, and they got deep pockets, and they're afraid of that.
And that's exactly right.
And Brent and Stacey are cheaper to buy. Advertising, of course, is what I mean.
All right, Dale Jackson, Yellowhammer News and WVNN up in Huntsville. Jeff Poor, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile and 1819 News, and just little old me. We call it the Grand Council. You guys have a great day. All right, folks, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Whew. Goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi. All thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, tell you who else covers a lot of ground. You've heard me say it before, but it's true. Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics, y'all, that covers a huge swath of our overly broad listening area. They're in places like, you know, Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. I hear there's more coming. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics open 7 days a week, and they will see all ages. I like to say pediatric to geriatric. They'll see all of them. And listen, I mean this with all sincerity, this is who I use. I use Southern Immediate Care. I don't use them because they advertise. I was already using them, was pleased, and then because of that, I went to them and said, I'd be glad to brag about y'all on the air, and they said, yeah. So here we are. So Southern Immediate Care, every time I've walked in the front door of one of their facilities, it's always been clean, professional, friendly. They'll get you in, get you out. You can get your shots and your x-rays right there on the site. I'm just telling you, if you need something, medically speaking, even on a Saturday morning, Southern Immediate Care. Find the location nearest to you. Head on down. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. My gosh, we're covered up in text messages. Big Rig, how many text messages, pray tell, can we possibly get in one segment? We're covered up, dude. I got to get a few of these. What you got?
I don't know. There's a bunch, though.
There's a bunch. I mean, do I start from the bottom of the stack and work my way back up, I guess?
We have a new texter, Emily from Steele.
Emily from Steele is absolutely in the texting line. And that, yeah, I think I read hers out earlier, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yeah, Emily, we're glad you're there. She is now one of the thousands in our texting. What else we got? Jay from Hartzell was talking about the Flashpoint dipper I did. He said, if you let your enemy just hang around, before long, he'll be inside your wire, if not already. Point well taken. John from Elkmont says, with our satellites, drones, and other intelligence assets, and after 160-plus attacks on American forces, is it possible that our military leadership is so inept that it hasn't even put together a list of strike packages of varying degrees? We should have it up. We should have lit these guys up before the deaths of our troops even hit the news. By now, the bad guys should be begging for forgiveness and swearing to Allah they never do it again. So I said that to Charlene, too, and I probably turned to Butters right now on this very topic. But I said to Charlene maybe this morning or yesterday that if there's not already a list of potential strike packages and target acquisition laid on, then they're just wrong. Would you not agree?
So
I mean, I know some things change over time, but
for perspective, I've literally been one of those guys that would have been part of doing that stuff. I guarantee you. Right now, those guys are—they're actually probably doing 12 times the amount of work that they ever would do with a whole lot of contingency planning. Just hey, here's an option, boss. Here's an option, boss. Here's an option, boss. That is not the problem. I guarantee you, that is not the problem.
Yeah, the problem is the authority from the National Command Authority to actually move forward with whatever strike package A, strike package B, whatever.
As I mean, I'm sure it's the same in the ground pounder world. All the guys that their job is to turn people into hair, teeth, and eyeballs when needed by their nation, they're there. They're ready to do it. They just got to be. They got to have the green light.
They got to have the green light. Absolutely. That's where we are. That's why I'm so concerned about the level of fecklessness at the highest levels. Your National Command Authority right now just appears to be in risk averse mode, and they're not getting it done. Now, we may come in here tomorrow and like, wow, what just happened? Things changed. But you know what? Right now we are 72 hours removed from losing three troops and having 40 more injured. And all we know is Biden has made some kind of a decision that he will do something.
Yeah, and I was just looking on Fox, the attack on the anti-aircraft setup, which, by the way, the picture they have on there is the E-18G Growler. Shout out to my VAQ brethren. that was the plane that replaced what I flew. But that's still just, I don't know. Sure, we can go do that, but that's not the response that we need, in my opinion. It needs to be a far more strategic response.
Yeah, I agree. It needs to be something that is not just measured and trying not to be too overly, you know, like hasty. No, there's got to be a strategic level response that is one that sets Iran back on its heels. It gives them pause, like, for they do something else again.
But in order to do that, you've actually got to have a strategic plan.
Wow, what a novel idea. Gary from Decatur says, the longer they wait, the weaker we look, and the indication that we really don't have a plan of action. There you go. Or the will to at least pull the trigger. You know, there's the old saying, don't pull a gun unless you intend to use it, or have the will to use it, for that matter. And, you going to pull those pistols or whistle Dixie? Quick, what movie is that from? What movie?
Don't know.
Oh, my gosh, fellas. I just quoted you from the Outlaw Josie Wales, and neither one of y'all recognized it? All right, I'm shutting off both your mics right now. I'm sad for us. All right, Francisco from Huntsville says, makes you wonder why China, Russia, and Iran met this past year. Could be a plan to have the U.S. in wars or involved all over for what? To empty our ammunition? We're already emptying our ammunition by sending it all to Ukraine. Steve from Tennessee says, never underestimate the pro-Iranian influence of the Obama mole Valerie Jarrett. She has Obama and he has Biden. Iran is Teflon. Wow, Steve. Mike from Somerville says, what the Biden administration does not understand when dealing with radical Islamic nations is that their goal is to convert the world to Islam, and if they can't convert them, then they'll kill them. You know, and by the way, you can't say that about all of them. But when he mentions it, when he says it that way, the radical Islamist nations, yes, that is exactly the modus operandi of the Ayatollahs. And that is certainly the modus operandi of ISIS, Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. That is actually the way they think. If you will not convert, we will have to kill you. That's what they want. Don from Cairo, Alabama. Looking forward to... Oh, thank you, sir. I am speaking to a group of veterans Saturday morning at the Athens Veterans Museum. And he says, looking forward to seeing you at the Veterans Museum. Rangers lead the way. Rangers lead the way, Don. Thank you very much. Glenn from Bluntsville. When is Texas leaving the Union? That's a random text. I was like halfway through reading it before I realized what it was saying. No time soon that I'm aware of, but they are definitely giving the leadership in D.C. a run for their money. Jessica from Huntsville says, do we, the U.S., have any idea how many terrorists have come through the southern border? Well, we know how many we picked up on the terror watch list. And what are the risks of inciting conflict or an attack on U.S. soil by responding to Iranian? And that's the thing, Jessica from Owens Crossroads, by the way. Thanks for being up. It says Jessica from Huntsville, but we might want to change that. She listed herself as Jessica from Owens Crossroads. So you make a point. My concern is that's what the Biden administration is doing. Well, if we do that, what's going to happen? If we do that, what's going to happen? Well, I don't know. I mean, if we do that, what's going to happen? What will they say? What will they do? You know, here's what I know. The bad guys do not respect the good guys that do nothing. There are no statues built in honor of the do-nothings. There's not. Find me the movie where you look at it and go, I want to be more like that character, and it was somebody who did nothing. So what I'm saying is, and this is not a chastisement of the texture, what I'm saying is, in this particular instance, we've already had troops die in contact with the enemy. We have innocent civilians dying in contact with terror. We have innocent shipping, which affects the world supply chains, being rerouted because of attacks by radicals. All of it's happening because of one focal point, that being Iran. And the Biden administration has allowed that to foment. It's like a festering wound. The sucking chest wound does not get better by itself. You have to care for it. You cannot breathe with a sucking chest wound. And so all said and done, you've got to do major trauma triage on the patient here. And they're just sitting idly by going, well, I don't know. If we do something, what will they say? I don't know. If we do something, what will they do? Stop it. Mike from Muscle Shoals, Trump's got Snoop Dogg. That's true. I did see that Snoop Dogg's all in for Trump. Just, you know, hey, just
big, oh, yeah?
Big doings. And then there's another rapper who just got a Trump tattoo and I've forgotten his name. Lil Something.
Lil Wayne?
No, it wasn't Lil Wayne.
Have you seen Ben Shapiro's rap with the
I heard about that.
Have you followed any of the, like, I'm not big into rap and the music, but it is interesting to see this white conservative rapper who, like, he's totally independent. Yeah, you know, he's releasing all of his own songs and doing all that, and he's hitting top, and he partnered with Ben Shapiro. I saw it this morning. It's like Ben Shapiro actually raps.
Did he do good?
Yeah.
I heard he was actually pretty solid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it was the message of the song. It's cool to see, you know.
I can do that. I could rap.
A tatted up, you know, rapper, like, and he's just speaking all the same things that we would speak.
I can still do the Sugar Hill Gang from way back in the early 90s.
We're going to get a rapper to endorse, Phil.
I say right. A hip, hop, a hip, a hip, a hip. Is there another bang, bang, boogie.
Are there some more texts?
What you hear? Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Let's go with that. Phil doing the Sugar Hill Gang. Rapper's Delight that started it all. There it is from way back in the 80s. Pastor Barnes says... did I have a series of texts from Pastor Barnes? He says, what's up with Dale Jackson supporting Nikki from the dark side? I don't know where we're talking about. Am I on the same text string? He says, Phil, we cut billions of dollars from going to Iran. They wouldn't be able to sponsor their proxies, right? Yeah. And then he says, by the way, what's up with Dale Jackson supporting Nikki? I don't know. I haven't seen that. But I do know this. He has a beef with Trump. So there's that. And then he says, I live in Hartsel. Okay. Pastor Barnes. We need to put, by the way, we've been calling him Pastor Barnes without knowing where he's from. Thank you for telling us he lives in Hartsville. If you put that on there for me. Michelle from Ohatchee sent me something. Oh, it says it's a meme. It says, I saw Taylor Swift endorse Biden. Not very surprising since 95% of her songs are about choosing the wrong guy.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
But. To what you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
We don't need to pick a fight with her.
Oh.
We don't need to pick a fight with her.
Sorry, Taylor. Nothing personal. Oh, my gosh. And then one more from Marshall from Dubai again. He says, wait, hang on a second. It's Marshall, I think you're texting from overseas, and it's getting, like, all scrambled, and I've got half text. They're like broken sentences. Brother, send me your text again. I don't know what it's saying to me. Then I'll just go to David from Huntsville. He says, I loved your analysis of what we ought to do to Iran. All right, take me to a break, Big Rig. We'll go to the break right now, last break of the day. Coming right back, we'll put a lid on this one as some of you guys get into go-home mode. By the way, if you're an I-65 driver, just know this. We heard that parts of I-65 north around Hartsville are pretty jacked up, so be aware. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. We were having a discussion about movies during the break. And I gotta tell you guys, so I'm not sure how many one-liners there can be in one, but I think, and I mentioned Outlaw Josey Wales earlier, I think Outlaw Josey Wales, and I'm throwing this out there for the listeners too, may have some of the most, like, inspiring lines of any movie. I realize that I'm going to get all kinds of feedback on this, but I'm just going to lay it out there. Outlaw Josey Wales, quotable quotes after quotable quotes, right up there with Tombstone, I think, in terms of its quotability. Just saying.
I think you're...
Is that possible?
Fair assessment. I think Clint Eastwood in general's got...
How many Clint Eastwood great quotes are there out there? They're huge. There are so many. What?
I think he's like the guy who started all that, you know? Who coined phrases.
You know, he may be. He may be Soundbite King from days gone by. What's crazy is he's still out there making movies. And he's
great movies.
Great movies. Like Gran Torino, just in the last 10 years. Great movies. All right. I'm sorry. That was like a total rabbit trail. It had to be said. What else we got here? The text lines, because some of y'all are texting in. I want to honor your time. Scott from Somerville says, I think the Biden administration is looking for an aspirin factory to bomb. I agree. That's the old Clinton war book. You know what? We bombed an aspirin factory. That'll show them. Thomas Mathens says, I believe that Biden and his handlers are very effective on incrementally destroying the USA at its very foundations of freedom and liberty and rule of law. You know what? That actually may be a plan. Charlene and I were talking about that this morning. Is this intentional or just feckless? And at some point, some of it you look at, I don't know if Biden isn't, I think Biden is feckless. I think his handlers are intentional. There, I said it. Chris from Gadsden says, Phil, your radio flunkies ought to be ashamed. They don't know quotes from the Outlaw Josey Wales. Bam. That's okay. He's going to watch it on his own time, and it's going to be good.
I'm a little bit younger, so, you know, I should get a pass.
No, man. You're a red-blooded American, a veteran. We got to get you schooled up.
Okay.
It's okay.
I'll watch a couple movies over the weekend.
We're giving you a pass right now. It's all right. Ken from Decatur, the great Clint Eastwood, probably the first Right Side ruffian. He might be. I don't know. Marshall from Dubai is still texting me partial sentences. Bro, it's not coming through. Are you seeing that? Can you make any sense of it? If you can make sense of his text, read it out to me later. All right. Sorry, Marshall. Judy from Pinson, brand spanking new in the text line, says... Joe Biden is a puppet and Barack Obama is the man behind the curtain. They don't want to destroy. They do want to destroy the USA. And I'd feel better, Phil, if you were handling. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think that was a compliment. Thank you, Judy. I appreciate that. What?
I think if he's the handler, there's somebody handling Barack Obama. Just saying.
Wow. Layers of handlers.
Oh, yeah.
Spooky people in the background.
Well, it's.
John Wick is working for him.
How much of the staffs are the same? All the, I mean.
Oh, that's absolutely true. He did hire a bunch of
Obama secondhand, used employees. Tom McDonald is the tatted up rapper, says Mark.
Yeah, Tom McDonald. Yeah.
Is that it? Is that the one?
Yeah.
So Ben Shapiro and Tom McDonald.
Yeah, go. At least go give him some views, if even if you don't like his raps.
I got to find this, and then I got to have my own rap video now. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, so go give them some views.
And, Joe from Athens coming back at me. I know what that is, Joe. He's quoting me some Clint Eastwood. He said, "I reckon so." That's, and then he spits. Spits that tobacco. Just, "I reckon so." Graham from Meridian. Yes, there it is right there. "Dying ain't much of a living." That's the quote that I told you during the break. Perfect quote. Graham from Meridianville. Thank you. And then John from Danville, Alabama says, "Outlaw Josie Wales is the GOAT. Who do you think is the best candidate for Alabama Chief Justice?" Me personally, Brian Taylor. I feel that way. He's a longtime friend, and I really believe that he would make a great one. Oh, man, what a show. And it was a double-dipper day. Did the grades even come in? I don't know if John from I think there was so much happening today, we didn't even get the grades in today. But listen, I will pick up on some of this stuff tomorrow. And keep your eyes, seriously speaking, keep your eyes on the situation in the Middle East. I don't know if we're going to arrive at tomorrow without having heard that something happened, but right now we've got nothing happening. All I do know is this. God bless our troops. We've lost 5, and we've had 40-plus wounded just in the last week, and it shouldn't have to be that way. And if it is that way because they agreed to go in harm's way, that's what we all sign up for when we do, and I get that. But if it does happen that way, well, then by God, somebody needs to be standing there ready to say, "Not on my watch." And that's the question I have is, do we have a not on my watch president, or do we have a president who's too busy looking at his watch? Because that's the way it feels. Man, take that and put it on a T-shirt. Just saying. All right, folks, listen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you tomorrow.